You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola, how are you this morning?
Morena, namahi I te wiki o te reo Māori.
Kia ora. It's nice to speak with you today, Nicola. We're going to talk a bit about tax, housing, and also some of David Seymour's comments this week. But let's start with National's tax policy. Right off the bat, we have actually seen some interesting, information come out yesterday about the state of the New Zealand economy, which is showing sluggish growth, but not a recession, quite crucially. It's going to take a lot of effort to keep that up. But are you worried about tax cuts seeming a bit rash in the face of this?
No, because we've put together our tax reduction plan very carefully so that we can fund it by reprioritising existing spending and through some targeted new revenue measures. That means we can deliver it responsibly, ensuring that New Zealanders who are still enduring a cost of living crisis can have more income in their pay each fortnight while continuing to fund good public services.
Well, some of these reprioritisations and savings and I guess new pools of money that you're hoping to tap into include this 15% foreign buyer tax on houses worth over $2 million. Now, we've heard tax experts and economists saying this week that this is quite an optimistic projected revenue. So if that money doesn't come in, what is National going to look at to foot the bill to cover those costs?
We think that money will come in, and that's because we've done quite conservative estimates. So we went back to how many homes were sold to foreign buyers prior to the ban coming in. The number that we've then predicted for the future is less than half of what that was. We put some modelling together. We then had an external reviewer look at it and say, do you think our assumptions are fair? They said, yes, we think those are fair. So we're confident that tax will bring in the amount of revenue that we've said and that therefore it will help contribute to our tax plan.
Given the state of housing and, renting in Aotearoa at the moment, do you think it's sensible to be focusing on offshore buyers and that offshore, investment space in New Zealand's housing market?
Well, I think there's a very important balance to strike here, and that's why we've set a floor on the price that foreign buyers will be able to buy properties at. They will only be able to buy properties at the luxury end of the market, which is properties worth $2 million or more. That means that they are not competing with everyday New Zealanders for homes, for whom the average house price is less than $1 million, and they certainly won't be competing with first home buyers or the like.
But we know, we do know that number of where how much a house costs is also very location dependent as well. So is that going to mean big cities like Auckland and Wellington, which are already seeing really extreme house prices, which haven't really changed that much over the last few years, is this going to be something where we suddenly see a lot of offshore investment into it, or more offshore investment into it? Are you worried about that?
Well, what we know from the past is that the places where foreigners like to buy homes tend to be kind of holiday areas, Queenstown, the Bay of Islands, the Coromandel, and they are interested in luxury properties. Often these are people who are interested in investing in businesses in New Zealand and creating jobs and opportunities here, and then they want to have a luxury home they can live in for some time in New Zealand. So we anticipate that that's the part of the market that they'll be focused on. And, for example, we're talking about $10 million properties, $20 million properties. We don't need to sell that many of those to bring in a lot of revenue that then ensures New Zealanders are getting more pay every fortnight.
Now, I want to come back to this housing conversation in a second, but before we move on from focusing on your tax policy, one of the other things that you as a party have announced is that you want government agencies to cut another 6.5% from their back office budgets. Now, how do you define what a back office budget is? We're seeing particularly quite a lot of concern from the health sector on this one, because there's a lot of roles that, fall into that quote-unquote back office space that may be hard to define. Does the National Party have a clear idea of what they mean by that?
Yes, we do. And in terms of the health sector, we have excluded the health sector from our reduction plan. We've identified 24 agencies which have had big growth in the amount of money they spend to run themselves. We've excluded the Ministry of Health into Whata Ora from that list, because our view is that any savings found in those agencies, and I'm sure there will be some, should be pushed into frontline services, into our hospitals.
How about
and
in other essential agencies as well? Is there similar, leeway being put there? And even in those less essential services, if it's a government agency, it's definitely doing something that supports the general public of New Zealand. So how are you defining what those back office roles are?
Well, what we've done is we've identified 24 agencies where in the past few years, overall spending has gone up by 62%. So that's more than $3.5 billion more being spent on their own departmental costs. And we've said we think it's reasonable to reduce that by $595 million a year, 6.5%. And I stand by that because there has been extraordinary growth in these bureaucracies and how much they're spending running themselves at the same time as New Zealanders and their families are doing it very tough, are having to look for savings wherever they can. I've spoken to parents who aren't giving their kids meat anymore, have had to reduce the amount of milk they give them. I've talked to superannuitants who are turning off their heaters at night. Now, when that's happening, it's not right for the public service to be growing at such a clip, and we think it's